Distractions. We all have them. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. They keep us from thinking about those things that are really important in our lives, like God, our family, and our friends. As technology advances, begin distracting from what is important, we spend hours on social media tethered to our smartphones, tablets, and laptops. And now, politics has taken over social media, and the noise has been amplified to an unprecedented level. Have you noticed that people seem to be more irritated, more negative, and angrier than ever since the election has kicked into high gear? Polarization, partisan politics, and personal attacks have replaced pictures of grandkids, vacation photos, and inspirational quotes from your Facebook timeline. Yet we continue to spend hours on social media sites getting more and more frustrated by the minute, unfriending those people with differing political opinions and sharing any post that mirrors ours. As Christians, we must ask ourselves if this is what should be occupying our thoughts. Are we giving any time to God? Are we ignoring our prayer life? Does politics dominate every conversation you have throughout the day? Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be good citizens and that politics is unimportant, but the media has elevated politics to an unhealthy level. Each party spent over $3 billion to dominate your every waking moment during the last campaign. Now, how do we detach ourselves from the noise? How do we get the information we need to make good decisions without the elections and politics taking over our lives? How do we escape? Here's a few ideas that might make your life a little happier between now and the next election. As a matter of fact, you might want to make these ideas part of your everyday life. Number one, designate a noise-free time of every day. For me, some of that time is in the car. Driving home from work, I can spend some time just looking at the scenery, relaxing with some soothing music on the radio. When I get home, I immediately dock my smartphone for the night and spend some time with Diane sharing the day. No smartphone, no television, no social media. Number two, pray, meditate, or read a good book. For years, people would bury themselves in a good book and escape the distractions for a while. The same is true for prayer time and meditation. When you finish praying, you'll feel renewed, refreshed, and refocused. Number three, get outside. You know, there's something about fresh air that causes you to relax and eliminate distractions. Take a walk, sit on the patio or deck, and enjoy your surroundings. And remember, no talking politics. Number four, less Facebook and other social media. We talk about spending less time on social media, but rarely follow through. Both of my adult sons aren't on Facebook and never have been. It's interesting that they spend their time talking about things that are of interest to them, avoiding the noise that is impossible to escape. Number five, rediscover an old hobby. Often our lives move so quickly that we forget the things we enjoyed that gave us relaxation and joy. As a kid, I really enjoyed fishing, and only in the past several years have I rediscovered why. I love it. It relaxes me and gives me hours away from the noise. Number six, get your political information from trusted sources. Social media sites are overloaded with so-called news sources that none of us have ever heard of. What are these sources and who is behind them? If you don't know, then simply avoid their alarming headlines and get your information from sources you trust. You know, by focusing on Jesus, we can put everything into proper perspective. Let's find some time each day to go into our noise-free zone and separate ourselves from the noise and distractions of the day. By focusing on what's true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, and gracious, we can follow the idea that Paul shared with the Philippians that's even more relevant today. Want to be happier, feel better, and focus on what's really important? Then separate from the noise and escape to the joy of our Lord and our relationship with those that we love. This is Tony Agnese.